Welcome to Slaking Thirsts, a podcast that's all about bringing the thirst deep within our hearts for love and communion to the heart of Christ, a divine heart, who is seeking our love and communion in return. The hope is that the two thirsts would meet and both thirsts would be slaked.
So I want to look at this first reading we have from the Acts of the Apostles. Two thoughts that I want to shed some light on here. So first this, that why were all these Jews scattered far and wide in the ancient world in these non-Jewish areas? Like, as in, they're not in the Promised Land. They're not in Jerusalem. They're in Phoenicia. They're in Cyprus. They're in Antioch. The reason for that is you have to go back to the Old Testament, back to the 8th century BC, to the captivity, the conquering of the Assyrian Empire that came. They came in the year 782, the Assyrians, and they conquered Israel. And the 10 northern tribes of Israel were lost. They were taken into captivity. They were spread throughout the ancient world. It became known as the diaspora, right? So the Jews being scattered into all of these Gentile territories spread throughout the Hellenized world. And for Israel at the time this happened, this was utter calamity. This was an unimaginable defeat. This was so horrible. And for them sitting there going through this, the thought process, it had to be something like, God, how could you let this happen? Are we not your chosen people? The 12 tribes descended from the sons of Israel. How could you let this happen to your people? I don't know if you've ever thought that in your own life. God, how could you let this happen to me? But here's the thing. That diaspora, spreading the Jews all throughout the ancient world, far away from the center of Judaism, far away from Jerusalem, it created the conditions by which the gospel would be received and assimilated once the mission of the church began. Like, they were already there. They were already there. Secondly, is this, that we heard in that first reading, this persecution arises after Stephen's death, after Stephen's martyrdom, that the church, the early Christians, the Jews, they scatter. And the church, as that scatters out away from Jerusalem, they're preaching the word, quote, they're preaching the word to no one but the Jews. Why? Because that was easier. It was easier. They had a much more sympathetic hearing in their Jewish brothers and sisters. There was much more greater overlap. It was a good starting point in terms of evangelistic efforts, like to talk to people who we share the same worldview. It was the path of least resistance. But then there comes this line that Bill read here. There comes this line that changed world history. This is what we heard. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians. I wonder if those Cyrenians knew Simon of Cyrene. We'll never know, but I bet they did. They came and they began to speak to the Greeks as well. This is so huge. Jews speaking to, sharing life with non-Jewish Gentiles. Like, I see in this little passage, this little passing note from Luke, like, I see such tremendous courage. I see disciples taking tremendous risk, stepping so far outside of their comfort zone. I see them late at night in conversation, feeling compelled to go talk to these Greeks. And someone's saying, like, I don't think that's a good idea. And others saying, I think we need to. And then eventually they have the moment. They seize the opportunity. They go out. They reach out. Like, I see these disciples loving with the heart of Jesus. Jesus, who said in the gospel we heard on Sunday, he said, there are other sheep who do not belong to my fold, who do not yet know my voice. I see them responding to Jesus' heart to bring in all the sheep and bring them into the fold. This took a lot of courage because the Greeks didn't think like the Jews. The Greeks didn't see the world like the Jews. They didn't share the same story. They didn't share the same mythic vision of reality. They didn't have the same Old Testament scripture. They didn't have the same values or morals. It was so much harder to evangelize them. The points of overlap were so few and far between. This is our situation in the church today. This is our situation in the church today. Everyone out there speaks Greek is the problem, is the challenge. There are people who it's very easy for us to reach out to and evangelize. And then there are people for us to try and evangelize who it's much harder. They don't speak Christianity. They speak Greek. They speak Greek. We have to have the courage to speak a little Greek. We have to have the courage to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, that we would speak to whomever, to whichever group the Lord puts us in front of. That's how we'll evangelize again in this world today. Amen.